Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the AfriCast. My name is Brendan Lotz, and joining me today is Clint Matos.
Hello, buddy.
And Robin Lichetti.
Howdy.
How are you guys doing today?
Getting colder. We're definitely going into the winter, which I'm, half and half on.
Okay. And yourself, Robin, have a good week?
I don't know. The weeks are becoming like days. I don't know. I don't care anymore about anything.
Well, at least
so
it's
frustrated
Friday.
Am I with lockdown.
At least it's
yeah,
Friday.
I guess that's one thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Got some Netflix stuff
to catch
binge.
Up on. Love, Death,
yeah,
and Robots.
Well, like, yeah, that one. And then a screener for Master of None.
Oh.
As well. So, yeah, some nice things just to distract me.
Fantastic. Let's get into the news this week. Clinton, you have a review for us.
So I played new Pokemon Snap a bit late. I know it launched a while ago, but our review code only arrived on launch day. So we got to play along with everyone else. Well, I did. I don't know if you guys bought yourself a copy. And if you did, I kind of don't recommend it. So my review will be linked in this. I just want to go over some points quick. It is basically an on-rail shooter, but instead of shooting things with a gun, you shoot things with a camera. That's why it's called Pokemon Snap. And the things you're shooting are Pokemon. And it's new because there was another game in 1999. It's a very descriptive title, even though it's only 3 words long. And going into it and, you know, watching the stuff that was released beforehand, it looked really good. The animation and the world that was created here is fantastic. And after playing it, I can still say, yes, it was fantastic. But this doesn't feel like it needed to be a video game. This could have been one of those very slow theme park rides. I think they're called dark room rides where they integrate screens and stuff like that. Or this could have been a browser-based game. Or it even could have been just a video. This is one of the best examples of a game where you can just watch a YouTube playthrough and you can get 80 or 90% of the experience. There is a decent amount to do aside from just taking pictures because the game gives you items to interact with the world. For example, you can throw, it's an apple. It looks like an apple, but it's called a fluff fruit. And then you can throw it at a Pokemon, and some Pokemon that won't even do anything with it. Other Pokemon, they'll stop and they'll eat it, and you can take a picture and you'll get extra points. Or you can just hit them in the head, and when they react, you can take a picture and that'll give you extra points.
Sounds like worse bug snacks.
Yeah.
Which I can't believe I'm saying, but yeah.
Worst bug snacks. So it does give you these tools to interact with the world, but it just feels so shallow. It doesn't feel like a video game. It feels like you're just kind of along for the ride, and they're like, oh, you know, they pat you on the head and they give you a little camera and they're like, oh, you can take pictures and you can throw fruit and you can be a big boy. But it just doesn't feel very satisfying, and I got very bored. I mean, I love Pokemon. I've been playing it almost my entire life, but when I finished playing this for a session, I just felt no pull to pick it up again. And, you know, I played through for the review, but I'll forget about this game in 2 weeks, and I'll never think about it. And then a few years later, they're like, hey, you remember a new Pokemon Snap? We're like, oh yeah, I played that, and I don't remember a single thing about it, though. So yeah, check out my review. It's very forgettable. I can't believe it costs... Robin and I were talking about this. It costs, I think, 1,130 Rand.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, I just... I know we had a whole podcast a few weeks ago about the price of games, and I don't think it's worth that money. You could go to, like, Old Roof City and go sit on one of those slow-moving children's rides instead, and you'd probably have a better time. And this is a Nintendo Switch exclusive, so you also need an 8,000 Rand console to play it. Yeah, I couldn't recommend it to non-Pokemon fans. And for Pokemon fans, I don't know if I could recommend it either, because it just doesn't feel much like a game. This could have been a theme park ride, and you would have gotten the same experience. If you're interested, just watch a few hours of a YouTube playthrough, and I suppose halfway through you'll be like, this is kind of boring, and I'll be like, yes, exactly. It's boring not because you're watching it as a YouTube video. It's boring because that's how the game is. And again, I just want to say,
It's very charming, and the animations are really good. You know, Pokemon Sword and Shield was and continues to be a controversial subject because the animations look so stiff and so lifeless. And this is the complete opposite, where everything feels more alive. But is it really more alive if you're just kind of looking at it through a pane of glass? It feels more alive in the sense that everything is made to a higher degree, but it feels so dead outside of that, which is really disappointing. See, I won't harp on it too much more. There are some good things about it that I do mention in the review. Check out the full review, but if you haven't already bought it, or you didn't play the 1999 game and it's one of your favorite games ever, I don't see why you would pick this game up.
Fantastic. From games that you don't want to buy to a website you don't want to buy. This week, MSI warned its users, or basically everybody really, because what it's warning about is a fake website, or a fraudulent website rather, that imitates MSI's official web page appearance and design and offers downloads for MSI's Afterburner. So if you don't know what Afterburner is, it's MSI's overclocking utility. It has a couple of other functions as well. It has a sensor logger, so you can see what your temperatures look like. You can edit fan curves. It's a really nice piece of software, but there appears to be a website offering a download of Afterburner, and you won't get Afterburner. In fact, you might get a virus, a Trojan, a keylogger, or other type of malicious program. So it's probably best not to go to that URL. However, when we went to the link that MSI pointed us to download Afterburner, that website doesn't work, or at least there is no hyperlink to actually download Afterburner. So it makes sense then why cybercriminals targeted this specific app, because we can't even find it on MSI's official website. So I'm not 100% sure why MSI makes it very difficult to find Afterburner. I mean, there is a page telling you to go and download it, but that page seems to be dead. So I don't know. If you have Afterburner at the moment and you need it, maybe don't uninstall it. So just be careful. Don't the URL that is malicious is afterburner-msi.space. Please do not go to that URL. All right? I'm giving it to you so that you know where not to go. And if you see that URL, you can get away from there. So it's afterburner-msi.space, the word space, not an actual space on your spacebar. Don't visit it. I don't know when MSI is going to fix its website, but it is definitely not working. And I've checked right now, and it is working now. Oh, fantastic. Now it is working. So there we go. Live. We're doing it live on Twitch TV. We'll update our story, of course. Head to the official MSI website if you want Afterburner. Don't go to this dodgy website. Robin, yes, Clinton.
Sorry, I just want to add here. What's weird is that if this happened, someone might say, oh, maybe, you know, you need an MSI graphics card and then, like, you need to go through an NVIDIA control panel to download it. But that's not the case because Afterburner is made to work on every single graphics card, no matter what you have. So it's very weird that it disappeared for a while there. Maybe the people who set up the fake page also doxed them or something.
I mean, it could have also been a supply chain attack. So it could be that the actual file was compromised, but we don't know. We're speculating here at the moment. And I don't really want to get into it because, you know, then we get into the legal area of things and I'm not in the mood to get sued. So it seems that everything is working properly now. Official MSI website for Afterburner. Robin, you have some news for us about WhatsApp.
Yeah, so tomorrow, I guess depending on when you're listening to this, but on the 15th of May, there's an important deadline as far as WhatsApp and its users are concerned. At the beginning of the year, there was that poorly communicated and somewhat divisive policy update that would see WhatsApp, which is owned by Facebook, share data with Facebook if you had a business profile on WhatsApp. That's still going ahead. WhatsApp chose to delay that deadline, and that date is tomorrow, 15th of May. So now people are kind of speculating as to what will happen after the 15th of May, and WhatsApp have provided some clarity on that in that respect. But it isn't the greatest news, as it were. So what WhatsApp have confirmed in an official statement is that no one will have their accounts deleted or lose functionality of WhatsApp on 15 May because of this update. So if you log into WhatsApp now, if you haven't accepted the update already, you should be getting pinged with notifications explaining what the update is, what the data sharing will involve, who it impacts, and will then ask you to accept it. You can close that notification window and choose not to accept it. But if you choose not to accept it, there are going to be a few issues when you start opening up WhatsApp down the line. So WhatsApp has kind of detailed what will happen. The official statement says that you won't be able to access your chat list, but you can still answer incoming phone and video calls. If you have notifications enabled, you can tap on them to read them or respond to a message or call back a missed phone or video call. On top of that, after a few weeks of limited functionality, you won't be able to receive incoming calls or notifications, and WhatsApp will stop sending messages and calls to your phone. So it looks like WhatsApp is going to make the experience on its platform so frustrating and difficult that you're either going to have to accept the update and potentially what the data sharing involves, or simply look for a new platform, which quite a few people have done since the turn of the year. So regardless of what your opinion of the update is, WhatsApp are pushing forward with it, and it's either accept it and continue using WhatsApp as is, or you're going to be severely frustrated with the experience on the platform.
So what's odd to me is that they aren't going to delete your account, which says to me that we care about your data, but we don't care about you. That's my interpretation of this. Facebook, once again, if Facebook lawyers are listening, this is my opinion. Okay. But like, to me, it's just a weird thing to do here, right? Is it's like, we're going to limit functionality until you delete the app, but we're not going to delete your profile, which is just odd to me, because why not just kick those people off of your service if they're not accepting your terms and conditions?
Well, I mean, WhatsApp has become key for a lot of people. Outside of just messaging friends and family, it is a really great cost-effective solution, especially considering the price of airtime and data in South Africa. So it's almost as if you're kind of hamstrung, or as far as this update goes, you're kind of almost forced to kind of acquiesce to what WhatsApp is asking for. And it is a great experiment as far as seeing what people are willing to put up with in order to get access to a service. And at least from a social aspect, it's quite interesting to me. On the other hand, it's again an example of Facebook doing as it sees fit, and if you don't want to fall in line, so be it.
Yeah, I think another reason why they won't just outright delete your account is that there have been so many scams and fake news messages sent over the years where it's like, oh, do this or that, or they'll delete your account.
Yeah.
So I think if they made anything official where they said we're going to delete your account, I don't think people would believe them, because it's been so many years of these lies that they just couldn't do that. No one would believe them, I think.
I mean, that makes 100% sense, or complete sense, Clinton. I mean, you're 100% right there to give credence to those things where it's like, if you don't accept this, WhatsApp will delete your account. And in future, people could just do something similar. I don't know. This whole situation has been handled incredibly poorly from beginning to right now. I know WhatsApp said that it was going to embark on an education campaign to tell people what data would and wouldn't be shared. And I'm willing to bet that the average person still has no idea what that is, like what data they are sharing or not, because these companies they use jargon and they make it difficult to understand what they're asking for. Like, for instance, just looking at WhatsApp's terms and privacy policy updates, they summarize this in 3 points, which to me is just like, that's not it. How can that be it? Like, how businesses can manage their chats using Facebook tools, chats with these businesses are optional and clearly labeled in the app. Like, I don't know. It's just incredibly confusing to me how they've handled this so poorly and continue to handle it so poorly, or they just don't care. I mean, either they're dumb or they don't care, Which I think, yeah, the latter is definitely the one that I'm leaning towards.
Well, it seems like it doesn't really impact their business model. No. I was just recently writing a story with regards to how mobile installs of WhatsApp, Telegram, and Signal have been done over the past 4 months.
Yeah.
And although WhatsApp has had a significant decline, I think it was something like 40% decline year on year, they still have outpaced the likes of Signal and Telegram, who have both surged in the first 4 months of the year. So, yes, they are having fewer installs, but they are still leading the pack as far as installs go. So yeah, I don't think they're losing a lot.
Another thing to consider is that thing was that you wrote about, and again, we'll link to it, that was looking at installs. And I think a lot of people already just have WhatsApp installed. There's no real reason to install it again.
Yeah, 2 billion monthly active users, apparently. So
that's ridiculous.
They don't so mind ridiculous. Too much, I think.
Yeah, I mean, are you guys going to be leaving WhatsApp? I think I already know the answers, but let's just go around the room. Robin, are you deleting WhatsApp?
No, purely for the fact that my family uses it. And if it's critical emergency contact stuff, I need to have that available. That's the only reason why, really.
And yourself, Clinton?
Like, even though my parents still use dumb phones, my siblings all use WhatsApp, and my extended family all do. And it's not just emergencies, like Robin said, even though that is a big reason why. It's other things, you know, to wish them happy birthday, to ask them how things are going. I mean, it's free communication, basically, if you have unlimited data at home. So it's so hard to turn away from. And it's not just like you could use Facebook Messenger, because a lot of my older family use Facebook Messenger, because that's Facebook owns WhatsApp. Messenger. And people know this still.
Yeah.
So it's not like, even if I gave up WhatsApp, the only way that I could still speak to my family would then be over Facebook. So it doesn't solve anything for me to leave one platform they own and go to another one.
Well, I'm trying to get my friends and family over to another platform. But I mean, that's like, I'd have greater success convincing them all to go to Mars. So I will be sticking with WhatsApp, because like all of us, it's become this default means of communication. And like Clinton says, it's cheaper at the end of the day than calling a person or even sending a text message. So, yeah, Facebook has got us by the short and curlies, it seems, and there's not much we can do about it unless Facebook topples, at which point we'd all have to find something else anyway.
I think if Facebook topples, it's going to be something like a nuke going off somewhere, and we'll have other things to worry about.
I can just imagine Zuckerberg losing his mind like he did in the social network. We did not go offline for 5 seconds.
Imagine if there's a worldwide catastrophe, he'll be in a bunker, and then he'll have one of those like VR outings like he did when it was a typhoon.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Look at all this devastation.
Right, let's move on. So South Africa is still in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. We are all awaiting vaccines still. Healthcare workers and the elderly are able to register to get a vaccine. So if you have older family members, I would highly recommend heading to the registration website. We'll link to that at the bottom of the story. Just to help them register and get them registered for the vaccine if they can't themselves. But this week, somebody decided to skip the line and get a vaccine ahead of time. In fact, it was quite a few people. On Monday, we started seeing tweets and social posts about so-called vaccine influencers. We started seeing folks that were trying to amp up getting the vaccine. Not that it helps, because not everybody can get the vaccine. And there was an instance where one person was touting the vaccine, and it turned out that they had that they were actually meant to be getting the vaccine. It was a poet. And it's since been confirmed that they that this person qualified under the broad definition of a healthcare worker. So that seems to have all been above board. Sure, it's not the greatest because...
What, as in they heal people with no, the spoken
so,
word?
No, no. So what they said is this person had been touting the values of vaccines, trying to help people, like spreading the word, doing good work in terms of getting people aware of the measures you must take and being safe, all that sort of stuff. So essentially they had...
And also another big part is that she's part of a health NGO that does some nebulous things for the good of everybody. And like Brendan said, because she's part of that, it falls into the very broad definition of healthcare. And that's more likely how she got it, aside from being a quote-unquote influencer. It's probably because she's part of that NGO.
Yeah, so she's qualified because she does...
I was just wondering because...
Sorry, I just want to say this. She qualified because she does communications work for African Alliance, a health NGO. This is according to a report from News 24. Speaking on behalf of Mashilile, Tion Johnson from the African Alliance said she qualified under the broad definition of a healthcare worker. This is why we've been pushing since last week. If you're a gardener, a bookkeeper, a clerk, get vaccinated now. So this is where things get confusing because I think the majority of us are aware that right now the only people who can get vaccines are healthcare workers and those over 60 years old. Are all three of us understanding of that?
Well, the over 60s haven't started yet. Like soon.
Okay. Yep, so, but you can register for a vaccine. You have to be a healthcare worker or you have to be over 60.
Yes, we can all agree on that. Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
So now it's starting to get murky because this person now got a vaccine. And while I can technically understand that with technicalities, they are a healthcare worker, this next incident is a bit more aggravating. And it made me very angry when I saw this happening yesterday. So an influencer, who I'm not going to name because I don't want to give them the notoriety, decided to tweet a video of themselves getting the vaccine. And their tweet read, "I got the vaccine, smiley emoji. The doses were going to expire and I was able to register for it." Injection emoji. "Arm is a bit sore, but overall I feel fine. Hashtag vaccine, hashtag COVID, hashtag COVID-19, hashtag COVID-19 SA, hashtag COVID-19 vaccination, hashtag South Africa." So he posted this video. Oh, I said it was a he. Damn. Anyway. They posted this video to Twitter, and a couple of folks went, "Hang on a minute, what do you mean the vaccines expire?" So tweets started being deleted. News 24 picked this up, and co-principal investigator of the Sasonke trial, Professor Glenda Gray, said it was untrue that the vaccines were expiring. "They expire in 1 year. We want the Sasonke vaccine to be finished by the end of the week so that government can do its rollout. We don't want to confuse the public." She said the program is only open to people who work in the healthcare system, even if they are not patient-facing or work in the non-governmental sector. This is the best part, though. He was naughty. He probably lied. When you go onto the website and register, you have to say, "I'm a healthcare worker." There's no way to join Sasonke if you're not in the healthcare sector, so this guy must have lied. So, I went this morning to the vaccine registration portal, and I tried to emulate what this person said they did. And what this person said they did is they went to the website, and they could register as with their passport. Now, you can do that if you go to a URL that skips the first two questions, and those first two questions ask you, "Are you a healthcare worker?" If you say no, it then asks you, "Are you over 60? If you say no to that, you get a pop-up that says, "Unfortunately, you can't register yet. It's only for healthcare workers and those over 60. However, if you skip that, if you lie and you say that you are over 60, let's say, you will get directed to another page which asks you for your ID number or your passport number. And then you can register from there. Now, this person said that they use their passport number, which to me is suspicious because you can use your ID number. And to my mind, if I'm in South Africa and somebody asks me for my ID number or my passport, I'm going to give them my ID number, right? So you can give them your passport number, of course. That's not wrong, but it is suspicious in this regard because you know, your ID number kind of starts with your birth date.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what you were getting to there. I was ready to say it. I don't think your passport number actually has an allusion to your age in the numbers.
Yeah, and unless you look for it, I mean, unless you go and check that this person, like go and check this person's file, I don't think the system is checking whether you're over 60. I think it's just checking for a valid passport number. So this is the explanation that this person gave. They said that they were sent a message by a friend, and this friend then, they went and got their vaccine done in Mitchell's Plain. But since that, tweets have been deleted, explanations have fallen by the wayside, and yesterday evening, the following explanation was given. Regarding the vaccine situation, I was told that non-healthcare workers could get the vaccine as it was expiring. So I want to know who told you this. Was it government? Was it a healthcare worker? Was it somebody at a hospital? Or was it that mysterious friend that was spoken about? So I registered as a non-healthcare worker, but you can't. You have to then register as over 60, and if you're not over 60, that means you lied. If I had known otherwise, I would never have registered. Throughout this process, there is statements saying that the only healthcare workers and over 60 can apply. So either those were ignored, or reading comprehension is not the greatest for this person. I apologize for this terrible error and mistake on my part. Well, you know, I kind of understand, guys. I nearly hacked into NASA once, but I wasn't dumb enough to post it onto social media. I haven't actually really hacked into NASA.
If you read into it a bit more, which you can't now because, one, the tweets have been deleted, and also I think, Brendan, you're going to mention this, but that guy or that person has now made their account private, so yes. You can't view it unless they allow you to be a follower. But I wanted to bring up that initially this person said they got an SMS, and then when people pressed them to share this SMS, they put a screenshot, but the screenshot was from WhatsApp.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but WhatsApp is not an SMS. I know they're similar. I know they both use text, but they're not the same thing.
We want to use this opportunity to kind of talk about the vaccine process because it is aggravating. I think all three of us are highly anticipating the rollout where we can get vaccinated. I, for one, am eager to get it because I want to kind of return to some semblance of normal life, you know, where I'm not having to wear a mask every time. I wear a mask when I go to the shops. It's not something that I enjoy doing, though. Like, I know, I understand why it's there, but it's uncomfortable, right? And I think all of us want to move to that point. But there's also a process that needs to be followed. And when you see accounts of people like healthcare workers who are on the front lines and are struggling to get a vaccine, it shocks me that somebody who is in the media, right? This person is an influencer. I don't want to call them a journalist because, yes.
Wow, the shade.
I don't though, because to me, if this had happened to me, right? If somebody had sent me a link saying, you can register for a vaccine, first of all, I would have searched for that link through Google. I wouldn't have just clicked it because people sending you links saying, yeah, you can do something that you're not meant to be able to do, that's dodgy. Number two, to then go through this whole thing and not alert anybody. What? Excuse me? Like, you went through this whole process and you didn't think to say, hey, hang on here. Here's a loophole. There's an exploit here where people can get vaccinated when they shouldn't. Maybe I should alert somebody. Why was that not a thought? That's why I'm very hesitant to use the word that this person is a journalist, because there were so many mistakes along this path, the mind boggles. So
yeah, and this is assuming that, like that representative said, he wasn't lying. That representative came out and said they think they're lying. If we're taking it at face value that they weren't, then is it an even worse look? Like, what's worse here?
I mean, they both look bad.
Yeah.
Both instances look bad. And I understand that, yes, if there was a loophole, you disclose it responsibly, okay? You don't go and exploit the loophole for yourself and then after the fact post a video to social media bragging about it.
They could have gotten away with it. Scott Frank, no one would have known.
But because...
The same thing with the poet. They didn't have to tweet that they got it. They could have just been quiet. They could have just shut up.
He could have kept the video. He could have kept the video for when he actually got vaccinated and posted it then. Or when everybody could get vaccinated. Sorry, excuse my misspeaking there. When everybody gets vaccinated and posted it then. But like, also, why do you have to be the first? What is this? Is this a YouTube video? Are we all racing to post first when we get a vaccine? It boggles my mind that this whole situation has gone down.
People are so giddy for clicks that they're willing to incriminate themselves. And I was speaking to CL about this the other day. I'm pretty sure right now there's no criminal repercussions now just because the law hasn't moved fast enough, but it's just so dumb.
Yeah. So, okay, so let's just...
Well, I mean, there really should be. I mean, there was... For misinformation, you could have gotten... Yeah,
because he's saying things like the vaccines are expiring, which we've now been told that's not the case. So what's going on here, mate? Like, I can understand if the vaccines were loaded into the syringes, then yes, there is a timeline on when you can use those vaccines, but if they're in their containers, they chilled, like, best case scenario is 6 months, according to Glenda Gray.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like the child would think when you steal a candy bar and your parents ask you where you got it and you say it fell off a truck. it smacks so much of that logic.
So I do want to just go through the vaccine rollout here very quickly. We will link to this so that folks can get it. This is officially from government. So the first set of vaccines is obviously, as we mentioned, going to 1.25 million healthcare workers. And that is expected to end next week. This is the first phase. And then from there, it'll be the elderly. And then from there, I think it's everybody else. Correct, guys?
It's over 40s and then everybody else.
Over 40s and then everybody else. So essentially, if you are desperately in need of a vaccine, I mean, we all are. Like, I think it's no secret to anybody that this vaccine rollout hasn't been the greatest in South Africa. And I think even government will admit that it has messed up here. We're just going to have to wait. We have to be patient about this. And I know this is a line that's been fed for a year now. Just patience, just a little bit more patience, just a little bit more patience. But I mean, what can you really do unless you want to fly to another country where they'll vaccinate you at the door?
Most countries have closed their doors to South Africa, so you couldn't even do that. You would need to be someone with like a private jet. And I don't want to be giving rich people ideas, but...
I mean, they're already doing that, Clinton.
I was going to say, I was like, didn't I read an article where a couple did exactly that? So yeah, people are already doing it. It's not even a new idea, but
in South Africa, it's
even more difficult.
If you're a person of means and you can fly to another country to get a vaccine... Like, I'm not going to like you, but I also don't think you're doing anything wrong, right? Using your money, using your station to get ahead. Cool. I get it. At least you're not doing what this person did and taking a jab out of a healthcare worker's arm.
At least in America, they actually have a surplus of vaccines. Yeah. They have so many that they're begging people to come get a jab and they're not going. So at least these people are like getting – they're not taking a vaccine away from someone who needs it. These people who have been caught – they did. There are still, as far as I know, the last time I checked yesterday, there are still healthcare workers who don't have the vaccine.
They are. And I mean, to me, to just not even take that into account, like, that's like the behavior that I would expect from somebody who doesn't wear a mask. You know? One of those people. Robin, do you have anything to add? Is Robin there?
Yeah, it's
lost Robin.
I kind of understand. Yeah, I kind of understand his thinking. I understand that this whole process has been really frustrating for a lot of South Africans. The fact of the matter is that this person this dude seems like a very healthy individual.
Yeah.
They aren't suffering from comorbidities, as far as I understand. They don't fall under the brackets of needing the vaccine or prioritizing themselves over healthcare workers and people and the elderly. So I think, like you guys, I was really, really angry and frustrated at what he did. At the same time, I understand why he wanted to jump the queue, essentially. But then to kind of double down and continue to lie, because he's definitely telling porcupines about what's been happening.
Yeah,
I think that's probably the worst part, is that you've been caught in the lie and you still continue to say that. That got all this stuff legally. I think that was really frustrating. I think it's also worth mentioning that we're not even at the 500,000 mark as far as vaccinations are concerned. Mm-hmm. So that 1.5 million that was outlined for frontline healthcare workers, there's still a million healthcare workers that haven't gotten their vaccines yet. So what you've done now is jumped ahead of the queue, but not only that, you've done so in a fashion where the people that need it the most aren't getting it.
Yeah.
But you felt it was suitable to just kind of share this on social media and kind of chase clout or get yourself some social currency or something.
Gotta get that clout.
Yeah, it was a really stupid move on his part, and I'm glad that now he's facing the repercussions. Like you guys, we mentioned earlier, I'm pretty sure you could face jail time during lockdown, hard lockdown days, if you spread COVID-19 misinformation. This person has clearly done that.
Mm.
So there needs to be some kind of recourse as far as people jumping the queue or using loopholes or trying legal means to access the vaccine locally when we haven't even started phase two yet, and officially.
I mean, I also just want to just reiterate the fact that he has held on to the "and it as it was expiring" line. Like, I mean, I get it, right? You're trying to find a justification for why you did something wrong. But on the same token, man, you've been called out. Take the L. Deal with the backlash. Like, I just don't understand this thing. Like, oh, I'm going to make my account private. That's not going to help you.
Because, yeah, people took screenshots galore.
Yeah, and if you come when you come back online, your reputation's mud now, right? And this person is an influencer. Their business is telling people about the great tech that companies are releasing, and why you should buy it. And if I was a brand, I would not want my brand associated with this person because I can't trust them. Like,
and then, again, what's the, you know, this, it's not a real thing, but it's the Google test, right? If you want to find out about someone, you Google their name,
yeah,
and you see what the first results are, because people don't have an attention span past the first result. And I'm willing to bet in the future when you Google this person's moniker, not their name, their username, one of these news stories are going to be the first Google results. And if you are a person who wants to work with this person financially or a company looking to sponsor them or whatever the deal is, and you Google them and that is the first result, do you think you're going to want to do business with them? Probably not. Hopefully not. I know a lot of companies who don't even do the Google test. And
yeah,
just YOLO it. So,
I mean, the
good companies that do the Google test will find
the other side of this as well, right? Is, can you imagine what this person's engagement numbers look like on Twitter right now?
Like, must be great.
And that's the thing, right? Is that with things like this, your engagement numbers look fantastic because you're getting a lot of interaction on your tweets and all that sort of stuff. And most places don't care what those tweets are about. They just want the engagements, and they see, wow, this tweet hit over 3 million engagements. I'm estimating here. I don't know if it reached that much. It probably went far wider. But this tweet hit X amount of engagements, and wow, we should partner with this person without looking at it. So yeah, I don't know what's happening here. It's just it's very questionable to me.
It's called rage baiting. You put out something ridiculous and you get the things. I just know in my heart of hearts, right? That person who put this out, even if you have one follower, you can go on Twitter and you can look up your analytics, right?
Mm.
And a lot of companies who do advertising like us. You know, this is how I know it, because that's how we operate our business. Mm. When someone wants to advertise on your site, they ask for engagement numbers. And you usually have to provide some kind of proof. I just know that the next time this person gets advertising, they're going to go use the engagement numbers from this whole kerfuffle.
I mean, I had a chat with a brand last year who wanted to send me something, and they asked me for my social media engagement numbers. And there was one month last year that was particularly good, and that month was February. But the reason that month was so good was because I had a near-death accident, and I tweeted about it. Probably shouldn't have done that, but anyway, it got a lot of engagement. And when this person said to me, they were like, "Oh wow, that's some really big engagement numbers." I actually took it upon myself to explain and say, "Hey, that's an anomaly. Please just know that." But who else is going to do that? Because, you know,
that's very honest of you.
It was honest of, but you see, that's just the type of person I am. I'm not going to go and take something that I don't need or take something illicitly, you know? It's just like, why would I do that? That's just silly.
It's, what's it called? It's
because you're a journalist and not an influencer.
Is it the stabs? But, it's the textbook definition of lying by example, because those engagement numbers are real. You didn't open Photoshop and make the number higher, but without the context that it was a near-death experience, it looks very good.
Yeah, and this is something that I kind of it's not related to this, but it is sort of like when you see something that annoys you on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, look who's posting it. Because if they are, like Clinton says, rage baiting, they're just going to use those numbers to show how great their audience is and how great their engagement is. In this instance, though, I think that it was justifiable because it was outrage and it wasn't something where somebody was looking to get a leg up. They posted this thing thinking that, oh, I don't actually know what they were thinking. I would really like to just know what this person was thinking when they posted. Like, it's confusing to me. I don't know. This whole thing is just a mess. And it also does show that South Africa's government, the Department of Health, needs to really pull up its socks and get this vaccine rollout sorted.
That's the real kick in the face, is that no matter what this person did, they still broke through the lines and got that vaccine. It shouldn't have been possible at all.
Yeah.
And no matter what is their lies or what their subterfuge was, if they believe what they're saying or not, at the end of the day, they still got that vaccine when they shouldn't have. That's the story at the end of the day. And what is government doing? Oh my God, what are they doing with these vaccines?
Yeah, it's appalling, really. And when we look at places like, or things, instances like what's happening in India at the moment, like, it's worrying. And yeah, I'm concerned and I would really like to get a vaccine, but you know what? I have to wait. Am I going to help my parents register? Hell to the yeah, I am. So that they can get their vaccine and that I don't have to have that on the back of my mind eating away at me. But yeah, I think that it's, this whole situation is just such a mess up, man. And I thought that last year during hard lockdown was the worst that we'd see. Wow.
I kind of have a personal stake in this because I don't know if I mentioned it on podcast before, but my dad got very ill through COVID. He got COVID. He was very careful not to, but he got it nonetheless. And he almost died because he got double pneumonia and he was in hospital struggling to breathe. And he still has, you know, long-term side effects because of that. I'm watching this idiot getting his vaccine and I'm just thinking, that could have been my dad getting that.
Yeah.
And then he has a very good chance not to get sick again. And, you know, I just saw red. I was seething with anger. I mean, we were all angry, but I don't want to, you know, it was even more, not just angering, but it was even more hurtful to see it because of what happened with my dad. He came very close to dying, and to see this jackass getting a vaccine instead of him, it really cut deep. It was a horrible day yesterday watching that. And it wasn't just me. Somebody replied and they said, "I have cancer. I should have gotten that instead of you." And 100%, that's true. They should have.
And I mean, beyond this, the other thing that the other point that people raised was the fact that if he used this loophole, why not tell one of your older family members? Why not give it to somebody who actually needs it? Why take it for yourself? You know, it's selfish. It's selfish.
They were expiring, Brendan. There was a split decision. They had to do it immediately. It
fantastic.
Been...
Good for him. He made a split second decision and it was the wrong decision.
It was the worst.
Chose poorly.
Oh my dick. If you just didn't post it to Twitter, you could have
Yeah, Robin?
All I know is South Africa's media space is really, really small. Yeah. One freaking hit to events again. I can't wait to see this person.
I don't want to see this person because my mom always said to me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's unfortunate for my mother that I didn't really learn much from her. So
I don't plan to say anything.
just give it
I don't know. I might take
eye.
Something like a bike and wrap it around this person's head. Who knows? I don't know.
I think, and that's the thing here, right, is that we're all angry because this person jumped the queue and took a vaccine out of somebody's arm, somebody that we might know, somebody that we might care deeply for, that could have got that vaccine, and now they can't. And the worst part is that it's this Western mentality of like, oh, but everybody will eventually get a vaccine. Are we so sure that's going to happen in South Africa? I mean, the rollout doesn't inspire confidence. I know I've said be patient and all that sort of stuff, but at the back of my mind, I have to admit that I am worried that come 2022, we're going to be still sitting in our homes waiting for a vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah, the real kicker for me is that this guy is now inoculated.
Yeah.
And 6 months on the line, I'm sure things will return to normal for him as far as his business is concerned. I don't think there'll be massive backlash after. And that's the unfortunate part is that right now everyone's angry at him. But a year down the line, when we're still struggling to get phase 3 and phase 4 of the rollout happening, no one's going to care anymore.
Africans are very... So I don't want to be insulting, but they get very angry about something for a very short amount of time and then they forget it. Remember everyone was boycotting Rocco Mamas?
Oh yeah.
That just died. I haven't seen anyone talking about that at all. And before that it was Spur, and before that it was something else that had nothing to do with food. People are quick to forget, especially in South Africa, and you know, not to insult anyone who are our contemporaries or we work with, but a lot of people just don't do that Google test to see things.
Yeah. It's a mess. Bring a broom because it's a mess. I just want to kind of gauge the room quickly. When the vaccine is available officially to us, are you guys going to get it?
Yeah. If I have to take a day off of work to go stand in a line at 8 o'clock or at dawn, I'll do it. Although I think standing in a close pack line,
probably not a good idea.
Very good to the whole pandemic thing. I'll do anything I can to get it, but I really just want my parents first. If my parents get it and then the South African government says, oopsie whoopsie, we effed up and there's no more vaccines for everybody under 60, I'll be angry, of course, but I'll just be happy when my parents get it.
And you, Robin?
Yeah, same. Once parents and my sisters are sorted out, I'll take care of myself. But yeah, I'll definitely be taking that vaccine when it's available.
Yeah, myself as well. I don't always get the flu vaccine because, you know, sometimes you just kind of forget about it. And sorry,
I forgot,
Mom.
And now I'm sick.
Yeah, I mean, and it's that happens, but I don't want to run the risk of getting COVID. Like, I'm not anti-vax. I really am not. I've been vaccinated for everything my entire life. It's just the flu vaccine I usually just kind of forget about because, I don't know, I'm a single guy that doesn't have people nagging him to remember things and, you know. So I will definitely get this vaccine though because, like I said, we want to get back to a semblance of normality. I would like to be able to visit my parents and see family and friends without wondering, is it okay to shake this person's hand? Although this has given me an excuse to kind of go, I'm never shaking anybody's hands ever again.
I'm only anti one thing, though.
What's that?
And I think Clinton can attest to this, is when they test you for COVID-19 and the swab, they stick up your nose and into your brain.
Thank you. Thank God, both of the times I had
it. Yeah, I don't deal with that.
I got it through the mouth. I don't think I would have been able to do it through the nose. I think they would have gotten halfway and I would have said, no thanks, I'll go to another place, sorry. It's horrible. Either way is horrible, but thankfully I think through the mouth is a bit less horrible.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes so bad.
I do just want to talk about Disc Game very quickly, because earlier this month they announced that they will also be rolling out vaccines. I do just want to give the details there. You will still have to register through the EVDS portal. And as far as I can recall, they will have 35 sites around South Africa where people can get vaccines. I will link to this information at the bottom of this post as well. And yeah, just so that you can see that as well. So that when vaccines become available, you can head to a Dis-Chem after you've registered, of course, to get the vaccine. But yeah, I think that's going to do it from us. I do just want to take 5 minutes very quickly to just remind everybody that we are still in the middle of this pandemic. So ensure that you keep a safe distance from people, wear your mask when you're out in public, sanitize, keep your hands clean, don't touch your face too often. Yeah, just the stuff that we've all done all year, just continue doing that. I know it's annoying. Believe me, I know it's incredibly annoying. But we're all just trying to look out for each other here at the end of the day. Well, some of us are trying to look out for everybody else. And yeah, just stay safe. Anybody got anything else to add?
Yeah, just that we're on the cusp of a third wave. The Gauteng Premier has already announced that this is the third wave. I'm assuming other provinces are going to follow suit. So next week, when the phase two starts, it's going to be critical. So please just remain vigilant as far as the regulations,
guys. Clinton?
Don't be dumb out there. Register and get the flipping vaccine.
In the words of Philip DeFranco, don't be stupid, stupid. Right, that's going to do it from us for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Please wait your turn with vaccines. Don't exploit loopholes. People will find out, especially when you post it to social media. From myself, Brendan Lodge, cheerio from Clinton Matos.
Bye, everyone.
And from Robin Lichetti.
Take care, bro.
We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.